2028 in development. This is the.
Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. I am the chairman, James Corsi, and we have a quorum this morning. Four of seven of us are here. Chairman is here, Mr. Vineyard is present, Mr. Drayton is present, and Ms. Marzaga is present. So we have a quorum and we may proceed. May we stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Next matter is the approval of the August minutes. Has everyone on the board had an opportunity to review those minutes? All right. Are there any suggestions or edits need to be made? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve, please? Okay. Second, Mr. Drayton, seconds. All in favor? Aye. All right, unanimous vote. All right. Next matter is 9 Gilliam Avenue. I believe this is to be removed from the agenda this morning, is that correct? Yes, okay. All right, is it coming back or?
Yes.
It is, okay. Just not ripe for hearing. Okay. Can I hear a motion to remove this item from the agenda this morning?
So moved.
All right, seconded. All right, Mr. Drayton, seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous vote. All right, nothing on the consent agenda, no old business, so we're down to 406 Suncrest Boulevard, variance for the southeast corner of the lot. May we hear from staff this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Brad Clement, I'm from Development Services here at the Planning Commission. Petitioner, Mr. and Ms. Woods, located at the subject property, 406 Suncrest Boulevard, in Talahi Islands subdivision, are requesting a variance for relief from the 25-foot rear setback for the construction of an enclosed patio attached to the house. Because this development will be attached to the house, it extends the footprint of the house and is thus subject to building footprints different than those that would apply to accessory structures. Even though it's not enclosed livable space, that is the way that the ordinance reads. There is an HOA present in this neighborhood subdivision. And you can see that it is situated on this lake slash lagoon feature in the middle of the subdivision here. This is not state waters, this is a man-made feature. It is used for water recreation for those people who live adjacent to the feature. So the normal 35-foot and the other riparian things that we discuss are not applicable here. It is a 25-foot rear setback from the property line. Through the course of investigation of this case, there were multiple contacts with both the petitioner and neighbors and a self-proclaimed member of the HOA board. No evidence was provided to support that, but multiple copies of the neighborhood covenants were presented that were all the same, but did not control development standards as it reflects to this. Not that this staff or this body would get involved in covenants or deed restrictions. That's not something we would vary. But should this variance be approved today and it moves forward, there could be a court action brought against the petitioner if the HOA finds that the variance was sought against those deed restrictions. That information has been provided to the petitioner, but that's not something that we're going to discuss now. The petitioner is satisfied that they do not. It's unclear based on the conversations with the other neighbors if they're even aware of what those development standards are. We're not going to weigh in. I'm looking at a 25-foot rear setback and approximately a 2-foot encroachment. You'll notice the lot is an irregular trapezoid here. The structure, primary structure, is located parallel to the right-of-way, meeting the front setback. The encroachment occurs down here where the lot changes pitch along the lagoon lake feature to the rear. And because they are building the screen porch and this configuration shown here, where it is square and normal to the house, we get an encroachment of about 2 feet in this back corner. There are other examples of homes in the development that appear to have similar encroachments. It is unclear and it is irrelevant whether variances were sought for these, but you should be aware. The requested variance does not really represent a hardship because the patio structure could be built in a different configuration to accommodate for the trapezoidal irregular lot. It could be shortened. The dimensions currently are about 27 feet by 15 feet, progressing to the rear of the property. So staff recommendation is denial based on that. Given that the encroachment ultimately is going to result in about 2 feet, simply because it's a plain reading of the ordinance and the encroachment asked for and the absence of a hardship. I mentioned the HOA because this board typically asks if there's bearing on that in some of our other cases. So I provided that information for you today, but I don't believe this board should consider that information in reviewing this case. Pending your questions.
Okay. Any questions of staff? All right. Hearing none, who is here to speak for the petitioner this morning?
Petitioner is here this morning, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, very good. If you'll step up to the lectern, please, and raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. If you would state your name, please.
I am Abigail Woods.
And you are the owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. You have the floor, Ms. Woods.
When we were initially wanting to do this screen and porch, and we had our land surveys done, as he's just showed, when we were looking at it, we had miscalculated that it would touch a setback. So we put it in for request for permit. Mr. Marcus Lotson over there in building, he did tell me it's going to hit that setback. If you would like to pursue, you have to apply for this variance appeal. And so my husband and I, you know, talking with our two direct neighbors on either side of us, one of them did submit a letter saying they do not care. The other ones didn't feel they needed to submit a letter, but with them and them both agreeing, we decided to put in the variance appeal for the 2 feet on that corner. And so we're looking at building a screen and porch on that, just so that we could enjoy those evenings away from mosquitoes.
Okay. Questions of the petitioner?
Mr. Vineyard, ma'am, as I understand it, it's 2 feet that we're talking about. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And I understand why you're here, but were you approached by someone or some people from what subdivision are you in?
So we're in Tulahi Lakes Estates.
Okay.
And so when we looked at our covenants, there are talks about buildings on the side of our property lines and in the front yard of the property lines. There's no covenant stating that there are rules for building in the backyard.
Okay.
And so we did not reach out to the president. I did end up calling him after, from guidance, once we submitted. I talked with Mr. Oakley. He's the president of the Tulahi Management.
Okay, the association.
Yes.
Okay.
And with his conversation, he said it's not something we need to seek approval from them because they deal with the lake management and their easements. And based on my proposal, I'm not touching their 10-foot easement in the backyard.
Okay.
You can see on our land survey, there is a span to the east side of our property line. And then we have a dock there that was prior to when we bought the place. And so he said, because we're not touching their lake easement, he has no issue, but he's not going to sign a letter because he's not, their HOA is just for lake management. If that, so we pay $250 a year just for them to spray the lake and to manage it.
Okay.
For us to enjoy.
So there is, unlike the Landings where I live, there is no group or committee or board which reviews architectural drawings or anything like that and approves or doesn't approve.
Yeah.
Correct?
He did mention neighbors, if they had issues, it would then become a civil matter.
Okay.
And they would submit it that.
Okay.
I did have one neighbor down the street call us once she got her letter from the notice of the appeal.
Yes, ma'am.
She was very upset. I think she was thinking we were trying to build on the easements, which would block their views.
Right.
She's two houses down from us. And so I invited her onto the property. I showed her where we would want to build and the part of our own property setback is what we're asking for permission on. And so I think she had planned to come, but she, if our cross-referencing on who is noted to the commissioning office and also spoken with me, I think if they're the same people, she notified me yesterday via message that she would not be coming. She has no issues.
Okay.
I did not print that off, but I do have it if needed.
Now, did you have an architect draw these drawings?
I did not.
Okay.
But I can if that is something.
You're going to have a contractor do this?
So we signed the, when we initially did our request to, for the permit, we signed our homeowner's affidavit because my father-in-law and my brother, are in construction.
Okay.
And so they would help us build it. So we would just make sure what they're proposing to build would be okay with the city.
Okay. Now let me ask you though.
So Mr. Vineyard, at this stage, of the process, engineered drawings are not required. The applicant has been informed that when you move on to the building stage, design plans will be required. So if a variance is given, it's staff's recommendation that it match the dimensions indicated on their conceptual plan, as opposed to relief from a specific distance, because that distance is approximate based on speculative measurement.
Yeah, well, what I'm more concerned about is this nice lady and couple avoiding one denial from the board and a lawsuit from her neighbors by somehow amending this plan where she doesn't, because if she doesn't touch the, you know, if she doesn't need a variance, then I don't know what the problem would be. And is there any reason why you couldn't do that?
To change
yes,
our plans to build? We could just to shorten in on that patio.
You put an indentation there where you don't touch the corner?
And so change the configuration of the patio?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we absolutely could. If that was where you guys would like us to go, we could change it. Our biggest issue is cutting that corner off. We were hoping to put like an outside table, and so we have four children, and so that table's got to be a certain size. So my husband said, let's try the variance. And if they say no on it, then we change it to what the city would recommend. But if they're okay with that 2 feet cross, then we would love to proceed with that. So we kind of were just like, let's try it and see what they say.
Actually, ma'am, I'm just trying to avoid you having a lot of problems.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Okay. there anyone else who would like to speak this morning? Anyone on online or on the phone? No? Okay.
I will say my experience with Talahi, I have a property out there. I was told that the HOA was optional, and I have never been contacted by the HOA. Much less have I ever found out who they are from my neighbors. But I will say what my experience has been in the past is the neighbors. I would recommend a letter from the neighbors who would be directly nearby because it's a very tight-knit community. And I know that those waterways, there's a lot of shrubs and overgrowth there that kind of block you from seeing other neighbors' properties in the back on the lakes. And so being a view, obstructing the view would seem kind of odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just my experience.
Mr. Vineyard.
Mr. Corsi.
I don't know.
Comments?
My first... I guess the idea is this, that we stick with the staff report and this nice couple just amends their plans to avoid not only having come back here, but having any problem with their neighbors. But on the other hand, you know, we have in the past granted changes for far less than 2 feet. And especially where we don't have to worry about, you know, the state easement or the county easement because it's a waterway. So I don't know. I'm in the middle here.
Understood.
I'm in the middle as well. Yeah.
Understood. Any comments?
I was interested in learning more about the conversation you had with the lady who said that it could possibly block her view.
Yes, ma'am, please.
So she lives two houses to the north. And she was under the impression I was trying to change the zoning for the neighborhood. So she called very upset. And I think when we're trying to talk on the phone over what we're trying to accomplish, and I said screen and porch, she was asking why we thought it would be in our interest to block everyone's view on the lake. And I was like, I'm not trying to build on the lake property, that 10-foot easement. I was like, it's set back on my house. And if you look on the maps, you can see from her home and her standpoint, she has a 20-foot shed sitting in her viewpoint that would even look at my screen and porch proposal. So I showed her in person. I would not be blocking any of your view. I'm sorry for the confusion. You know, I talked with my direct neighbors, which they would be the ones I'm concerned about and blocking their views because with our three homes, we're very open to each other. And so our ones to the south, they did sign a letter that I submitted with my application saying they have no issues with sight lines and building. The other two on the north side, they said they didn't have an issue, so it's just my word right now, but they did not submit a letter. And so once the neighbor two houses down realized that I had already done my portion that I thought was necessary for the variance, she was then understanding that I'm not trying to build on the lake. I'm not trying to change their zoning for the neighborhood, but that it was just in my property alone. So I think once she settled down and realized I'm not trying to disrupt the lake as a community, that it was just for my screen and porch, that I was like, everyone else down the street's got them. So that's just kind of where the disagreement went.
Mr. Drayton, if I may add something. There were a number of calls. There were no signed letters. The neighborhood appears to be averse to signing their name on a paper copy.
Yeah, no one will sign anything.
The vast majority of those calls were questions about what this HOA thing means. And, you know, it was a learning process for the neighborhood. There were no people who contacted staff who were adamant against this. There was somewhat tacit support and mostly confusion over, well, what what is this HOA thing we didn't know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing I'm paying $300?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I think the confusion was that because the letter was sent to the surrounding lake of my appeal, I think they were all very confused on how they thought it was way more severe. We do have a membership blog on a website. So once you're an established neighbor and then you can sign in. And so I had saw a lot of their concern. Someone posted the variance board that I have out front. They were asking, what is this? What is going on? And so once I realized I'm missing this whole blog, I signed in, updated everybody. And then the comments on there were very positive. They were all saying, welcome to the neighborhood. Thank you for clarifying. And so I did show them, like, here's what we're just trying to do, a screen and porch on the back. It's crossing it's 2 feet, 3 inches of our own property within our property lines. So we're not going to be trying to build past. We're just asking for that corner. And so I didn't have any issues with it. It seemed, but, I totally respect if you guys are against it.
Did any of the, did you have a chance to speak with any of the other individuals that have similar ones in their yard, in their backyards?
My neighbors directly to the north have a screen and porch that spans the whole backside of their house.
Yeah.
Their house is just built much further back in their lot, so it doesn't encroach any of their setback. Our issue is that the previous owner did an addition. Oh, yes, sir.
You want to drive around the block?
Yeah. So here's our home right here. These neighbors right here have this spot right along here is a whole screened-in porch.
Gotcha.
You can see that their house here ends, and ours is through the trees right here. There is a large portion of the home that was added. I believe the permits date back to 2019. They did an addition, and they built onto the house, adding an extra den. It looked like that might have been their old screen porch area, based on how we've had to, like, repair the foundation in the area. And so once we wanted to add that porch ourselves, we lost significant amount of our building area because they've added that house on in the prior.
Gotcha. Where is the front of this house?
The front is right over here. Gotcha. The mouse is showing you guys, right? Okay, sorry. So the front is right here.
Okay, now I got you.
We do have a patio that the previous owners built. It's detached, but they have a very large, I believe that's an oak tree. It grows right through the middle, and that provides shade, and we really enjoy the shade. The issues that we were talking about with Mr. Marcus Silver in building and safety was that if I went through that, I would have to change this porch to an attached, because a detached has to be like 3 feet away from the home. And so then I would have to cut down a tree, rebuild this whole patio, and it's a much bigger span to do a screen and porch, which we were hoping our budget for the screen and porch would stay to that smaller area on the back side of the house.
So how big is this pad?
The pad will be 15 feet by the span of that back den, which is 27.7 feet.
So all the way across the back of the house.
Yeah, with that addition area that they did. These make it very difficult. There's a small, they have right now a small balcony on the second story. And we chose not to alter that because then that would change taking that down. Having a door that goes out to it, we'd have to change all that. And so we had asked if we could just build that screen porch encasing the bottom part.
We don't have any riparian issues here, do we?
Good morning, Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Jefferson Kirkland, Environmental Program Manager for Chatham County. Your question was about riparian buffers. This is an unusual case because it's a pond that is solely contained on one property, which makes it not waters of the state, but private property.
Okay.
Additionally, there's a functional bulkhead on the pond side of this property, so there are no state waters buffers. I don't believe there are any riparian buffers in the county zoning ordinance, but that would be a question for the zoning administrator.
It looks like water right up to the back of this house on this Google. Am I mistaken about that?
It looks like, to me, if you look through the tree, and I think if you look on the plans, there is a yard. Do you have a, looks like a concrete walkway to your dock? Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's go. So this area appears to be lawn. And the only concern I would have is, you know, do not redirect any additional stormwater that impacts the neighbors and try not to discharge directly to the pond. I think there's plenty of room here for any additional flow from the what little bit they're going to be converting to impervious area.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kirk.
Thank you.
I've never been out there. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. That's an old subdivision. It's kind of secluded.
Yes.
Okay. Any other evidence this morning? All right. Then the evidence is closed. So let's have a discussion. Here, folks, we have 2 feet of encroachment and neighbors who will not come out of the closet to make a
Left a little extra support, but I completely understand why they chose their choice.
Mr. Vineyard and I are the two lawyers, and anytime I hear, I'm sure he will agree, neighbor contention, it generally means you're going to meet up in a courtroom somewhere in the future. Are we doing you a favor by granting you a variance this morning? Well, that's just a rhetorical question. If we were to deny the variance, then you're basically back to the HOA or whatever, and
the
unofficial whatever. I would be more concerned about my neighbors who haven't come out and said, yes, by all means, you can do this.
Yeah. I think the hardest part was when I talked with the president of the Tulahi Lake Management, that his words were, we're not an HOA, so it's up to your neighbors. And so I couldn't really say if he's not going to submit a letter because he's not an
That's
HOA.
That's the biggest drop back and punt thing I've ever heard
so
right there.
There's no true opposition, but there's no true acceptance, like approval from anybody, which has been our hard spot. And so talking with our director.
So you have an inactive HOA that does one thing and one thing only, clean the pond out once a year. Yeah. Okay.
Chairman, may I ask your question?
Sure.
Ma'am, my compatriot here has brought your house up on Zillow, I'm sitting here looking at the pictures. Now you have, it looks like a little porch.
Yes, sir.
Like a deck.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have a balcony off the second floor.
Yes, sir.
So we're at the right house. So how much further out is your porch going to be from where that balcony is?
Yeah. So that balcony comes out, 6 feet.
Okay.
And it spans 8 feet, so it's the essential span of a door with windows.
You're going to keep it?
We would keep it because it would then change many more permit structures if we were to take it down.
Okay. But the porch is basically going to replace – is it going to replace the deck?
So that deck is – we decided to keep it. It's the one where the tree is growing through.
Right. Okay. I see.
And to change it and screen it in would mean we'd have to tear that down and then ask permits to add an addition since it would be attached to the home. So to add the screen and porch, you have to structure it to the house.
So the porch is basically just going to go from where the deck ends to basically the tree on the, what I'm looking at, the left-hand side from the lake to your house.
Yeah, the tree, if you're looking from the lake to at the house on the back, right. And you're looking at that, the tree on the left actually sits out further than the screened in porch would.
Okay, so there's the tree.
Okay, we have two sentinels at the front of the house. And
Mr. Vineyard, if I may, Brad Clement again. That is why if the board should determine to approve this variance, that we limit that to the 15 feet extending from the rear of the house because it is a connected structure. Because we're not 100% on the distance that we're actually encroaching, we do know the 15 feet of structure that is being requested.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
With just 2 feet of.
And it's the.
Does that make you feel?
Well, I'm so glad that my erstwhile realtor here brought it up on Zillow because it actually gives me a better view of.
I can see the shed.
I mean,
how did they get that picture? Sort of a drone, I guess.
Very neat how they can get pictures now on those.
It's lakeside looking in. It's.
Ma'am, I don't know whether I'm doing you a favor or not. if it's time to make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
It is time to make a motion.
But I will move that we grant the variance in the respect that the structure can be no more than 15 feet wide. And that
15 feet and length from the back of the house.
Yes, 15 feet and length from the back of the house. Right. Because the way I'm looking at it, I mean, there's two trees there. No one's even going to see this porch. Mm-hmm. You know, and ma'am, as Mr. Corsi will tell you, both of us did a lot of real estate work and, you know, sometimes neighbors are crazy, and I can't tell you what they're going to do. We can only interpret the law as we see it. But I just don't see a problem here, so I make a motion that we grant the variance.
All right. So we have a second.
I have a second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? You have your variance. And thank you for being proactive and coming to us. We see so many things that are reactive after.
Yeah, somebody, you would have built a porch and then asked for it.
That's right.
And you might not have gotten the same response.
Our issue is we're not one of those to ask for forgiveness. We would rather ask for permission. So that's why we're here today.
And thank you for being so prepared too, man.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Joy.
Absolutely.
That's part of the reason you got a motion.
That community, I've known about it for a long time, and it's kind of, there have been older people out there. I think the sheriff did live out there.
Mr. Hall, Saint Laurent, he was the sheriff of Savannah.
There.
That was his home. So
they moved out there because they didn't want to be bothered by anybody. HOA is a bother to them. So what all that activity was is to make sure somebody didn't.
I don't know.
Lift this thing up out of the ashes and start causing problems again, right? Okay. That's exactly what's going on. They just want to keep it in the lake cleaning, responsibility. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We have one other matter, nomination of officers, and I yesterday sent a letter to staff and to the commission that I was going to resign at the end of the year. I've taken a governor's position on a statewide board that's really causing me a lot of time. And my partner says, you know, one or the other, my friend. I will be leaving on December 31st. Now, I don't know if we have enough members this morning to nominate and Or do you want to wait for a full board next month?
Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to wait for.
I think so.
A few more.
I think.
I know sometimes it's hard to get more than four here, but I think it's as a matter as important as this, and we're certainly out. I think I can speak on behalf of all the members of the board. We're certainly going to miss you, Jim.
Well, I am very, as I told the chairman and the commissioners, I've loved working with this board. There's no acrimony. There's no, there's nothing but smooth behavior, and that's a pleasure to see that, because it, from what I'm reading and what I'm hearing, it doesn't always happen on other boards. We got a job to do. We come and do it, and then we go back, right? And do it again next month, right? But I'm going to miss everyone. Still got November, December, right?
Right.
And I told the chairman to get off his haunches and get another member here. So if anybody has any suggestions of a replacement, put them in front of the chairman of the commission. Any other business today? Hearing none, we are adjourned.